performance when it comes to the 70 laps tomorrow.
So here we are in High Wycombe, lovely High Wycombe on this Saturday night. I'm Rob Pears, with me is Colin White.
Yeah.
And we've just listened to Marlon Samuels, a rather arrogant West Indian faggot who's been mouthing off about our own Graham Onions of Durham and England, who's taken three very fine wickets today. Marlon Samuels has made the paltry sum of 76 to help his West Indian Muppet side to 280 for eight on the way to a 3-0 series whitewash. I'm absolutely not having what Marlon Samuels said. He's spouted a lot of crap, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's spouted a lot of crap. I mean, what he's got to remember, of course, is that he got banned for, a bookmaking thing or something? He got banned a few years ago, so why don't you shut his fucking mouth, because he's an absolute Jamaican fucking cunt. That's it, that's all I have to say on the comments.
What did he actually say?
What did he say? He was arrogant. You know, he was arrogant. That's what he was. You know, saying the Onions, he couldn't speak properly, he needs to write it down or something like that. Oh, twat.
He never puts onions in his food.
That's right, that's the one he said as well. Yeah.
And Onions needs to write it down when he speaks to him, because the northeast accent's a bit too strong. From a bloke from the Caribbean, it's not like they haven't got strong accents. I'm absolutely not having any of that from Marlon Samuels, who's not exactly a sort of a legend of world cricket. Now is he, Marlon Samuels? Dear,
what's he up to?
Exactly, 2-0 down, you cannot be mouthing off. 2-0 down and soon to be 3-0 whitewashed.
I think it's going to be struggling, but you never know. So Samuels, this is what I think of you, Sunshine.
When you bring Chris Gayle and Ramnoesh Sarwan, actually world-class players, back into your side, then maybe you can start running your mouth. Until then, zip it, pal.
Fuck off. And maybe die.
Ooh, still got a minute to go. Oh, I'll probably stop there anyway.